Good evening, Lehigh Valley. This is Sally Hanlon, your host this evening for Lehigh Valley Arts Salon. We're bringing you a very special program this evening. It's based on art therapy. Art therapy is a relatively young discipline. It was founded only in the mid-20th century, and it has its origins both in art and psychotherapy. So it can either focus on art as therapy or art in therapy. And tonight we're going to give you a little bit of a view of both the clinical and the studio approaches to art therapy. My guests this evening are, we have Rebecca Arnold, who has her MA, and she's a registered and board certified art therapist. She is an assistant professor at Cedar Crest College and director of the art therapy program. Welcome, Rebecca.
Thank you, Sally. It's nice to be here.
Nice to have you here with us. And we have an artist with us also who is a practicing artist, Rose Mavis. She is a master's in fine arts from Marywood. She's a professional artist, as I said. She's an independent art instructor. She works at Good Shepherd's MS Wellness Program, and she is an adjunct instructor at Northampton Community College. Welcome, Rose.
Thank you for having me here.
Sure. Rose and I go way back to when I had my art gallery a long time ago here in South Bethlehem. Let me ask each of my guests first to give you a little bit of background of what they're up to right now, a little bit of their background, and we want to talk then about art therapy and what it means. So I'm going to start with you first, Rebecca. Tell our audience a little bit about you and maybe share a little bit about what's happening in the fall at Cedar Crest.
Okay. I come from a fine art background, actually. I started, after I graduated from high school, I went to an art school and got a Bachelor's of Arts in Fine Art and moved into the Master's program in Art Therapy at Marywood, actually, Rose's alma mater, and did that as an adult student. So I had taken a break for quite a few years, then went back for my master's degree. And I've been working in the field since 2000, mm-hmm. and started working in mental health when I graduated and have been in mental health ever since. I work with adults, older adults, and adolescents, and I work in mental health practices.
Okay, and your background had you working at one of the local institutes for a while, and you were an adjunct at Cedar Crest for a bit?
I started as an adjunct at Cedar Crest, yes, in 2007.
Okay.
And have been there since then. This past year, they decided that the master's program was a go, and so I went in part-time this year, and in the fall, we'll be starting the new Master's in Art Therapy program. It's
okay.
Very exciting.
It is exciting, and listeners, stay tuned, because we're going to talk a little bit more about that as we get into the show. Now, to Rose and Rose's background, she's been 15 years, I think, you've been doing your artwork, at least, Rose, correct?
Yes. My background is advertising design, but I did graduate from Marywood University with an MFA in graphics and illustration, and I also did adjunct and still continue to do adjunct at Northampton Community College. I also am a travel teacher, which is a different travel art teacher instructor out in the community, and I also provide services for Good Shepherd Rehabilitation Network as their MS Wellness art instructor. So that's what I've been doing recently.
Okay, great. Well, we're going to get a little bit into what each of these women are doing, because they're in the same field but coming from different approaches. One's more studio, one's more has a clinical background, but also studio education. So what we're going to talk about first, though, is defining art therapy. If you could each, sort of from your own perspective, Rose, from what you're doing with the Good Shepherd program and your traveling program, how do you define art therapy?
Well, I come in from a instructional and recreational approach. My instructional is very structured in that I provide a sample painting in front of the group, and it's sort of like a paint-along format. Mm-hmm. And I have found that the group that I'm working with now, they have a variety of challenges to deal with their MS conditions and so forth. And so they need more of a structured approach, and it provides ease of entry into the image, you know, one step at a time, and it's not as overwhelming as to do whatever you want. You
sort know. Of like an artist in training. You're sort of going through the steps individually.
Yeah, like we take an image, for example, we just recently did a Hawaiian shoreline scene. That was our most recent painting. And it was very exciting because it's a serene scene. We did the sky first. We put in the ocean. and we put in the rocks, and over a 6 to 8 week period, they ended up with the finished product. So it's very structured, very step by step, and they seem to enjoy that approach.
Okay, great. Rebecca, let's talk a little bit about your definition and then how Cedarcrest has sort of taken their definition with the master's program.
They're probably one and the same because okay. Cedarcrest is, I am kind of doing the whole thing at Cedarcrest, okay. Yes. The way I like to explain it is thinking about how our memories are stored in our bodies. Our memories are stored typically through our senses, through images. The art therapist is a person who can help facilitate work in images and imagery to kind of explore those feelings and those memories that have kind of been stuck. So the social skill development is there. The art therapist is looking at the developmental theories, the psychological processes of the person, and using art as a way to reduce anxiety, help increase self-esteem, working to just improve functioning, the sense of the person that they have about themselves, that improvement, and sometimes just kind of acknowledging that there's something there that I don't want to change, but just realizing who we are as people.
Okay, now when people hear the word therapy, they almost always jump to the conclusion that there's something wrong.
Absolutely,
And I know that in this day and age with technology, having this release is extremely therapeutic and actually creative and building. Mm-hmm. Would you two say the same thing, Rose?
Well, you mean
just being able to do art therapy? You don't have to have a challenge or a problem to do
it. Absolutely not. No, my goodness, no. I mean, like I say, in my travel teaching, I encounter many people from all walks of life. I mean, you can be a grandmother seeking escape for the day for a while and just wanting to indulge in a little 3-hour class of painting a landscape. That's a very relaxing to that individual. So, no, you don't have to have a problem. You just want to seek a respite from your daily life,
Would you say the same thing, Rebecca, that art therapy is in general for everybody?
Well, it's absolutely for everyone. I think the difference between the therapeutic art as opposed to an art therapy practice is that psychological approach. So we all have something that we enjoy that's creative. Some of us knit, some of us, paint, some of us
run.
Are out in the garden, some of us run. Those things that make us feel alive, the things that help us relax at the end of the day, that could be any one of a million different things, right?
Sure.
The art therapy part of that is that the process, the work is done in conjunction with a therapeutic presence. So a person who has been educated in psychological processes and can recognize and can help a person work through non-verbally some things that come up, anxieties, like we talked about before. I hate to say that something would be wrong with a person, but that there's a challenge there, that there's something that needs to be worked through or feels uncomfortable. In my practice, I work with children who have been very traumatized. I work with adults who were traumatized as children and never worked that through. The grief elements in our lives that we have currently, just from, someone passing or from our own grieving about choices that we've made or choices that have been made for us, that's where the therapeutic approach comes in there.
Okay. All right. I was sharing with these ladies before the show that I had almost forgotten some of my early background, which was a recreation therapist, because it seems so long ago now. But that ability to be able to get out there and work through in any form. We're talking tonight about art therapy, but there's music therapy, there's dance therapy, there's all sorts of drama therapy. There's all sorts of things that one can get involved with. Well, listeners, we're going to take a short break, but please stay tuned because we've got some more things coming up about art therapy and just what's being introduced this fall at Cedarcrest College.
WDIY is pleased to partner with the Zollner Arts Center at Lehigh University, presenting the Larry Coryell Organ Trio Saturday, April 6th at 8 p.m. Jazz guitarist and pioneer of 70s fusion Larry Coryell brings his organ trio Alphonse Mouzon, drums, and Mike Mandel, organ, to Baker Hall on Saturday, April 6th. For information, 610-758-2787 or ZollnerArtsCenter.org.
Welcome back, listeners. You're listening to Art Salon, and this is Sally Hanlon, your host this evening, and we're talking about art therapy. We're talking with two women who have done very interesting things with their art interests, and that is Rose Mavis and Rebecca Arnold. And before our quick break, what we were discussing is the use of art, its therapeutic use, as well as its general regenerative value for anyone. And what I'd like to ask each of my guests is, when have you seen or when were you surprised about something that art did for one of your clients or one of your students? Was there something that was a little known fact or, you know, a revelation, an aha moment that you saw really when this art therapy did its best? And Rebecca, we're going to go to you first.
Okay. I was actually thinking about a person that I worked with at a local inpatient mental health unit, and she came into the group and could not speak English. I spoke a little bit of Spanish. She spoke a little bit of English, and she was able to be in that room with the art because we were making art. We had this nonverbal way of expressing ourselves. Excuse me. And I remember even one of the techs coming and asking if she should even be a part of the group. And of course I said, absolutely, she needs to be here. She was grieving a divorce. She had some problems with her children at the time, and she felt very alone. You know, you could kind of see her, the way she was walking in the room was just felt very alone, just that look that you have when you feel that way. And through the group process, she was able to make an image that most of the women were looking, what is that? What is that? They wanted to hear more about it. She wrote a story on the page about it. And when we hung them to look at them and talk about them, she just looked at me just with tears in her eyes. I can't explain it. She said in Spanish to me, I can't explain it. I can't say what it is. And I asked her just to read what she had written. And so in her reading what she had written, her back was to the rest of us. So the rest of the group is sitting and listening and observing. And by the time she had been to the end of her story, tears in her eyes, she turns around, tears in everyone's eyes. It was a group of women who just had come together in this very nonverbal way. They all understood what she was going through. They didn't have to hear exactly what was happening. The heart was talking. The heart was telling the story for her. And the image was there.
Yeah, the art communicated for her.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And that was my aha moment of, oh, this is what I'm doing.
Yeah. This is why it's important. Yes. Rose, for you.
Yes. I have had several examples of, mainly I work with older adults, but nonetheless, they have had to set aside their hobbies and interests to raise a family. And I cannot tell you how many times they are so happy and so thrilled to be able to return to their hobbies that they have had to put aside for years. And I have numerous written notes saying, thank you for bringing art back into my life. And, you know, and now I see them blossoming, doing art for their children, for their grandchildren, doing art and sharing it for their families and bringing that part of themselves back to the next generation and their families. I'm like, wow, that's very rewarding. I almost see myself as a launcher. Okay. I am launching that part of themselves to share with their families.
Yeah, you're helping them get through all the layers that have built up over the years.
Yeah. Good.
Well, let's talk just a little bit about the two programs. Let's talk about the MS Wellness Program at Good Shepherd, and then we're going to talk about the Masters in Art Therapy that's coming up this fall at Cedar Crest.
Okay. The MS Wellness Program is really put out by the Good Shepherd Rehabilitation Network, and they aim to promote and maintain health and well-being. And art is one of the activities among the others which they present, which is yoga, Zumba, MS education and socialization supportive services, and that's mainly what the MS Wellness Program provides.
Okay, and you've been a part of that for almost
yes,
a year now.
Yes, in the art aspect.
In the art aspect, almost a year. Okay, great. So that's something that's already in action,
yes,
being applied.
Yes, it's ongoing. Yes.
Okay, and there's been art therapy at Cedarcrest, but not the master's program. So, Rebecca, let's talk a little bit about what's getting launched this fall.
Okay. We have the master's program. It actually comes out of the undergrad program that's there now as a major. It started in 2011. This idea of art therapy has been at Cedarcrest for, I think, about 15 years. The art department faculty have just been very excited and wonderful in getting the word
together,
out,
yeah,
and getting the support together about this field. And so there has been inklings of art therapy. They've had the art classes, the studio classes that you have to have at a master's level. So you have prerequisites that you have to have to get into a master's program. They've supported the studio component and then also the psychology component. And I came along sometime in early 2000s and I said, oh, you need an intro class here. They need to know what they're getting into. And by 2007, we had that intro class. By 2011, we've had a major in art therapy. We went from, I think, 10 majors or 10 students who had it as a focus, had art therapy as a focus, into, I think we're at 31 now,
majors
in art therapy.
Terrific.
Yes. So the interest has grown exponentially. And that brings us to the master's program this fall. We're opening with just 12 credits for a semester. They're going to be evening and weekend classes. We're going to try and maintain that throughout the two-year program. It's a 60-credit program.
Okay.
And this fall we'll have courses like history and theory of art therapy to get people introduced to it so that they know what it is. If they don't have that undergrad degree in art therapy, people like have a psychology degree or an art degree, education degree, all those kinds of degrees can come into a master's program. And then we'll also have the studio as therapeutic environment, how to use a studio space, an art studio space, as therapy, how to bring people into that space and provide a therapeutic framework for them.
So that's the setup. That's the everything
it's
that an artist would look.
Foundational courses,
yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Good. Well,
so
that's
looking forward to it.
And I understand you've had a few people at least inquire about registering. Have you had any registrants?
We've had quite a few inquiries, and I think we're up to, well, I don't even know. I think we're about at a dozen.
Wow.
Applicants. So it's, yeah, we're on fire.
Okay. And so at the end of the 2 years, is there like a certification process? Is there a test that has to be taken? Or is
they will have, so, you know, the actual program is unfolding as we speak.
Okay. All right. So in 2 years, we'll come back and talk about it.
No, I would love to come back. That would be great. There are final tests maybe that they have to take. It's called a comprehensive exam.
Okay, I was wondering about that.
That's something that, you know, will be planned over time. They will have a professional contribution or some kind of thesis material that they will do, and that will be to graduate. After they graduate, the students will be professional art therapists then.
Okay.
And they can work as an art therapist in the field. If they want to further themselves as an art therapist in the professional field, they have to get registered as an art therapist. And so that's the ATR status that you might hear sometimes behind someone's name. And that requires hours of postgraduate work. So they will have
so
anywhere
in addition
from
to the two,
in addition to the 2 years, 60-credit degree,
okay,
there's anywhere from 1,000 to 1,500 hours, actually 1,000 to 2,000 hours, of client contact hours. So not your normal 40-hour week. Every time you meet with a client, you get to count that hour. So if you have a 40-hour week, you only have 10 to 15
clients
hours a week that you do art therapy practice. That's all you can count. So it typically takes about 2 to 3 years to get to the ATR status.
Wow.
You're also registered by another registered art therapist during that time. You're supervised by a registered art therapist during that time. And then the board certification comes after that, and that is a giant test that we all have to take.
Okay, all right.
Okay. It's a lot of work to get there.
So this is the beginning.
This is the very beginning.
This is
yes.
the beginning. So, with what you're doing, Rose, you're considering yourself like sort of an art instructor or an art professional, artist professional that's coming in to instruct like a regular art class.
Yes, yes.
It doesn't
yes.
require you to do anything beyond that except have talent, which I would never be able to have an art class.
Yes,
but okay.
Yes, I did earn my MFA, which qualifies me to teach at the higher ed level.
Okay.
And I'm qualified to teach graphic design, illustration, painting, and all that it entails. And I have noticed and I have decided that why not take it beyond the college level, because let's face it, the baby boomers have arrived and they are retiring. And I speak to that group and I find that they really are eager and willing to learn and bring out those talents that they left behind.
Yeah, so. That's a wonderful thing to be able to do. Well, we've only got about a minute or two left. So if there is a particular thought that you would like to leave our listeners with about art therapy, something that you find extremely important in just a few words, you're welcome to do that.
Just go out there and do it. Just paint, sculpt, photography, even knitting. I mean, there's all kinds of ways to provide therapeutic relief for you personally, to relax, to engage in the world around you, keep your mind stimulated, prevent any onset of medical issues. I think there's value in all kinds of things of that nature.
Okay, and I know from some of my days at the computer, there are more days than not these days that I could probably use that value myself. And Rebecca, any last words?
I feel like I couldn't have said it better than Rose here. Okay. I think that's go make art. Make some art. Do whatever brings you joy.
Okay, and we're coming into spring, which is a wonderful time.
Perfect time. Perfect opportunity.
To be out there.
I'm going to be out painting.
Are you out? What is it? Plein air? What do they call it?
Plein air painting.
Where you take your easel or your sketch pad and do it. So listeners, we hope we've given you some information tonight about art as therapy, things that you were not aware of, and maybe for the inner artist in you, there's an opportunity for you to pull that out and to use that as you go through your days and to find your sort of calm as you go through this crazy life that we're having. I want to thank Rose Mavis. Thank you so much, Rose, for being here.
Yes.
And Rebecca Arnold, thank you so much.
Thank you, Sally.
Wish you the best of luck with
the
new Masters in Art Therapy at Cedarcrest.
Okay,
sounds good. Listeners, thanks so much for being a part of Lehigh Valley Art Salon this evening.